ready to go. Ready to go. Good morning. The time is 9:06. Plenty of sunshine here in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. 70 degrees is the temperature. Thursday morning, July the 11th of 2024. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us at Facebook.com and X.com. Go there, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, and then you can join us through a video stream. And Ian Welsh with us. And Ian, something I've noticed this week, we've been setting streaming records.
Yes,
on this,
we have.
And I don't know why, I'm not really sure, but this week, every day this week so far, we've had really good video streaming numbers. I don't know if
we've had over 10 people the last every day this week.
We're like, looking better and better apparently on the camera. So again, it's very interesting to know. Yeah. Maybe it's because they are following along your record week on our number for the day quiz. You are a perfect 3 of 3 so far this week. We will see if you can
keep it going.
Yeah, hopefully you can try and set a record. Coming up in the final segment of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson and have our number of the day quiz with Ian. Also coming up in this hour at 9:34, we'll be joined by Vic Verma. He is from the group AAPI Voters, Asian American Voters. And something that I have been frustrated about in much of the media in the last couple of weeks is how we have not been talking a lot about the issues and the records. Both these candidates have records when it comes to their accomplishments or lack thereof. And we're going to talk to Vic Verma about some of the accomplishments and the record of the current administration when it comes to Asian American voters. So that will be coming up at 9:34 this morning. But got to make a proper introduction to Ian Welsh, because the first hour is so busy with Pat Kreitlow starting things off, and then Brittany Merlot, and then, of course, North Star Knows. But good morning to you, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
Anything we need to know about before we go any further? Because I know you've been sitting back. You've been very patient for the past hour. Anything that on your mind this morning?
Well, I am very excited for this weekend. I'm looking forward to this for quite a while now. Our escape room crew has done a lot of planning and a lot of organizing. And this weekend, it's finally happening. We're doing our big escape room adventure in Wisconsin Dells.
Very
good. We're going to tackle 4 different escape rooms, 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. We'll stay overnight on a Saturday, and we have some really fun ones picked out, and we're hoping we can add to our winning streak, hopefully more than our losing streak. But the nice thing with losing in escape rooms is, you know, even if you lose, at least you have fun. And for us, that's the important thing. It's not about winning or losing. It's just about being together as friends and having fun with these escape rooms. So it should be a really awesome weekend.
Fantastic. I also want to remind you, if you want to join us by either calling or texting us, you can do that very simply. Number one, get the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app, open up the Bow Falls Radio page, and then there's a quick button to call us or text us. But if you want to call or text us directly, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. In fact, the phone has rung. And somebody that we get to talk to every other Wednesday during the first hour of the program, and he could not wait to get back on and join us before next Wednesday when he's scheduled to be back with us in the 8 o'clock hour. But very happy that picking up the phone and joining us is Bob Look. Bob, good morning.
Hey guys. I'm sorry to bother you.
No bother. No bother at all.
I was just playing pretend lumberjack out in the backyard, you know, kind of like the ex Congressman Sean Duffy used to. I just, you know, with all this, you know, bugaboo and that's been going on, and it is 2 weeks today that the debate was aired with the President Biden and Donald Trump, and all the whining of people on the Democratic side, mm-hmm. and all this kind of talk about, well, he should drop out. It was one debate. He had a bad day. He admitted he had a bad day. Gee, I wonder how many people out there have gone through their lives without having a bad day. And, you know, if you're a member of the party, or if you're a member of an organized party, you punch forward, and it's his decision. You know, it's his decision how he wants to proceed. If he says he's going forward, you get behind him and go. What does the other side do when they have negative press? They just keep plugging along. They go, yeah, well, okay, now move on.
And Bob,
the more you talk about it, the more it just keeps breeding upon itself.
And Bob, I don't know if you did you catch when I was talking to Pat earlier in the show by any chance?
No, I was.
Okay, good. Well, not good, but one thing I told Pat, I'm frankly getting angry about how the Democrats have responded the last 2 weeks. I really feel like exactly what you said. It was a bad night, but we have 3.5 years of accomplishments. We have all these Democrats, nameless, many of them. In fact, the news at the top of the hour talking about a nameless Democratic leader says that more are going to come out calling for the president to step aside. I see Democrats feeling like they're showing courage when they go after people like Al Franken back a number of years ago, pushing him out, and now Joe Biden, as opposed to finally we have a junior member of the House, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, finally announcing that she's going to start impeachment proceedings against Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, while the leadership of the Democratic Party has stood back and made very weak announcements about how they're disappointed with how the Supreme Court has been run over the last few years. Where the Democrats feel like they're showing courage going after some of their own, as opposed to actually going after some very serious issues on the other side, is infuriating, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, let me do a little history lesson for people out there. Does the name Tom Eagleton mean anything to you?
1972, right?
Yes, he was a senator from Missouri, and he was chosen by then Senator George McGovern, who was the Democratic candidate for president in 1972, and he was picked by McGovern to be his running mate. He was a first term senator in Missouri, and he was a very young and ambitious guy and all that. And then the little information came out where he was treated for depression. Now, we've got to remember the time where it was. We're talking the 60s, early 70s, okay? And they're talking about how they treated people with depression with, quote-unquote, shock treatments to try to get them out of their depressive states. That's how it was almost like leeches being put on your wounds, if you want to go back in history. Anyway, the party says, oh, we can't have this as our vice president there. And then they forced him off the ticket. And then McGovern then chose Sergeant Shriver. And the 1972 election occurred. And the grand total of electoral votes that was won by the McGovern candidacy was 17.
Yep.
They got beat by over 20 million votes in a popular vote. And it was just, it took the focus off of the opponent, the focus of the people that they were up against right away. And that's what's got me kind of stirred up. Yes, there can be talk, there can be discussions and that, but again, the choice is Joe Biden's, not anybody else's. And when he makes the decision, whatever it is, definitively, and he has pretty much said definitively, but I'm sure there's still some people trying to, like, cover their ammunition to try to, like, you know, not get it waterlogged. I am just very disappointed in a lot of people. You can tell the veterans on the Hill. James Clyburn, the congressman out of South Carolina, you know, they were asking him as he was heading into into his office. He says, well, what do you think? You know, are you going to talk to Governor Biden? And he just kept with the same answer. I'm riding with Biden. I'm riding with Biden. And that was it.
And Bob, one of the things that some people are saying is he can't win, which is the biggest lie in the world right now. The idea that this Donald Trump character is somehow unbeatable for Joe Biden, it's just a point that some of these, I call them weak-willed, spineless Democrats are throwing out there, and it's just totally untrue.
Well, here would be a good time that any time a reporter would ask a question about this, the response from a congressman said, well, maybe you should ask Donald Trump why Mike Pence isn't going to be his vice president running with him this coming election. How about the 40 or so people that worked in his government as secretaries of various departments who don't even want to be associated with Trump anymore?
Right.
All the people who have already been on trial and also convicted and serving jail time. When you have the person who is leading that group, why would you want them back?
Exactly. There are so many.
Why are the Democrats being defensive? I would just say, hey, you know, we'll take care of ourselves. When our man says yay or nay, we'll stand by his decision. And then let's go and start talking about, start talking about what got done and what isn't being done.
And he has said yay, so let's move forward. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, thanks for calling in.
I'm sorry to bother you guys.
No, it's all good. Anytime. Anytime you have anything on your mind, give us a ring, and of course, we'll have you in studio coming up next Wednesday.
All right, bud. Have a good way.
That's Bob Look. Again, he'll be with us next Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour. The time is 9:18, 70 degrees under fair skies. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, again, Vic Verma from AAPI Voters will be joining us at 9:34 this morning. And I got something that I want to talk about here.
Okay.
During the course of an election season, most media sources feel as though it's a bit of a responsibility to allow folks who are running for office and political figures to come on their airwaves and talk, even if you may disagree with them. And that's the policy here on Civic Media and on Bull Falls Radio, that if you're somebody that's in office, if you're somebody that is running for office, we have an open invitation for you to come on this program to be able to talk about your campaign, whether or not you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, anywhere in between. We give you an opportunity to talk. Well, this morning, Chris Conley, our contemporary over on WSAU Radio, Apparently, and this is interesting, apparently there are some on the right, on the Republican. And by the way, again, when I talk about Chris Connolly, the operations manager, co-host on WSIU's Morning News program, and also a guy that's been arrested for domestic violence twice in the past year and will be back in court on his domestic violence charges, both the fourth-degree sexual assault and domestic violence counts coming up on August the 1st. So, again, this is the guy that you folks are listening to on the right. But he'll be back in court coming up again on August 1st, and the folks over at Midwest Communications have no problem with this kind of guy leading their radio station. But that's a topic which we'll continue to talk about as we continue. But Mr. Connolly has another one of his world-famous commentaries on his website this morning. And apparently there are actually some folks on the right who are unhappy with his co-host, Meg Ellefson, in the words of Chris Connolly, the most important conservative voice in central Wisconsin. The most important conservative voice in central Wisconsin is this Tea Party right-wing whack job, Meg Ellefson. Well, apparently there are even some Republicans and conservatives that are unhappy with Meg Ellefson because she is not allowing them on the air. And we just heard from Bob Look. Bob ran for state senate back mm-hmm. in 2022.
Yeah.
And Bob told me often about how WSA would not let him on the airwaves. That he, as a candidate for office, would like to be able to speak to the voters and answer any questions. And they can ask the toughest questions they wanted, whatever they wanted to ask.
Right.
But WSAU does not basically allow folks like Bob Look on the airwaves, even though he was a candidate for office. But basically, there are members. There was a membership meeting of the Republican Party, according to Chris Connolly, and said that a small group of people got up and spoke about how they dislike Meg Ellefson, the most important conservative voice in central Wisconsin, according to Chris Connolly. And Connolly says her sin is that she doesn't give free on-air time on her program to their preferred candidates. And then
candidates.
let me make sure I get through this all, and then I'll let you respond. But Chris then gets on his high horse and says, allow me to explain how this works. And he says basically that Meg Ellefson has good ratings, so she's allowed to say yay or nay to anybody she wants to. She gets to choose the topics, the guests, and the callers. There have been times that Connolly has made suggestions, but the final decisions is hers. Why? Because the ratings. Not because there's a responsibility for a radio station to be able to provide points of view that may be different than your own. An opportunity to allow elected officials to come on and speak about the issues. An opportunity for candidates to come on and speak to the voters for the good of democracy. Chris Connolly says it's okay for WSAU and the listeners of the Meg Ellefson Chris Connolly program to not hear from elected officials and candidates for office because ratings. Ratings. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Again, I've had people on this show that I don't agree with. But the policy of civic media and this radio station and this program is to allow the listeners to make up their mind, to get the information out there and allow them to make up their mind.
Right.
But WSAU, it's about the ratings. It's not about democracy. It's not about doing the right thing for your community. It's not about the responsibility of having an FCC license to provide programming for the public good. It's about Meg Ellefson, the most important conservative voice in central Wisconsin, and the ratings. Any thoughts on this?
Just, that's a lot of information to take in, but that's terrible radio. Just focusing on trying to get the higher numbers and not trying to focus on the issues that matter, and just a preferred candidate. So like the people that you think
and even within their even within their party, let alone those that actively disagree with them. Because I mean, I mean, 2 years ago I'd have Bob on the show as a candidate for office, and he would tell me they will not let me on the air. A candidate. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a Republican candidate for assembly. And we'll have him back on if he would like to come back on. Or any of the Republican candidates, I am more than happy to have them on this program to be able to talk about issues.
Even
to get
if
their...
we disagree with them, they have a right to be heard.
Exactly.
But even if I don't agree with them, they still have a right to be heard. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, you have a right
to be heard. Not according to Chris Conley.
Yeah.
Chris Conley and Meg Ellison, no. You have no right to be heard. You can buy advertising time on WSAU, Chris Conley says. If you want your voice to be heard on WSAU and they don't allow you through the door, then you can buy the advertising and then you can be on their airwaves. But otherwise, only Meg Ellison, Chris Conley approved people, whether in office or as candidates for office, are allowed on that program because of ratings.
Seriously, how is this radio station still in business?
Because of the ratings. They have great ratings. People want to hear exactly what they want to hear. They don't want to hear any other points of view. That's why. So again, it's nice to know Chris Conley still on the airwaves as he waits to go back into court again on August 1st for his domestic violence and fourth-degree sexual assault charges. But ratings. Ratings. Not democracy, but ratings over on WSAU.
And the issues is about the numbers.
So, again, that's what you get with the Meg Ellison Morning Show right now over on WSAU. So
just keep that in mind next time you listen to them.
Well, she's on the air right now and providing airtime to people that agree with her and provide the ratings.
Shame, shame.
The time is 9:29. We got a information update coming up. And then we're going to be joined by Vic Verma from AAPI Voters. Talk about some issues in this presidential race as opposed to all the other stuff that's been talked about. As
showmanship.
Well. There yeah. you go. So we'll be back here on WXEO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us as well by going to the Bow Falls Radio page at facebook.com and also x.com as we have a video stream. And able to see myself, Ian, and our next guest as we're very happy to welcome to the program from AAPI Voters, Vic Verma. Vic, first of all, thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chad.
Tell me a little bit about the organization, first of all, so people get a point of to know who you're working with.
So, first of all, I'm the Secretary Treasurer for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin AAPI Caucus, Asian American and Pacific Islander Caucus, and this week we've launched nationwide, but also specifically here in Wisconsin, AAPIs for Biden. So. We're here. Obviously, we very much support President Biden in his reelection campaign, and we feel like he has earned the right for another term. And we support him. And we also feel, matter of factly, that Donald Trump does not support our interests, and in fact, doesn't really like us. And so, for us, the choice is clear, and we're going to be spending every moment we can until November working to get President Biden and Vice President Harris reelected.
And something that has been concerning to me, and not just in the last 2 weeks, but even before that, is that when you have two candidates such as President Biden and Mr. Trump, each of these people and their administrations have records in terms of what they've done, what they haven't done. Basically, you know, as you said, we know who these guys are, and there are records. And one reason that I think that that people like yourself and basically, you know, you said AAPI, the Asian American voter, there are records, aren't there, that President Biden has and Mr. Trump has. What has President Biden done that's impressed you in the last 3.5 years?
So I can go through a few things, Chad. Number one, and I say this always, President Biden had a very impressive record in his presidency, in his first term in particular. But President Biden has actually done more. Okay, and we can talk about the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the biggest bill to ever address climate change and reduce climate emissions by 40%. He passed the bipartisan Infrastructure Act, which is creating a lot of new jobs and a lot of investment. It is creating, and also he's passed the CHIPS Act, which is revolutionizing our semiconductor manufacturing. I just named those three things. There's many more. But in particular, as we look at our API community, he has lowered the cost. He's capped the cost of insulin and prescription drug prices for over 2 million API seniors alone. And Donald Trump wants to terminate the Affordable Care Act. We've seen over 1 million jobs created for the API community alone. Under Donald Trump, the Asian American unemployment rate nearly doubled. Joe Biden is fighting to protect our fundamental freedoms, including a women's freedom to make their own healthcare decisions. Trump is proudly overturned Roe versus Wade. Those are his words. Joe Biden is defending American democracy. And the bottom line for us is, and as one can remember, a lot of AAPI hate was spread during the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump was at the forefront of spreading that hate. The bottom line for us is, based on policies and what he's done, Joe Biden stands for the AAPI community, and Donald Trump is very much against the AAPI community.
I think you made a couple of really good points in terms of the legislation that has been passed that basically helps the average person. When you talk about the insulin costs, when you talk about the junk fees, I mean, anybody that goes to the airport and has to deal with some junk fees when it comes to carry-ons and whatever it may be, and the president focuses on issues that actually cut to the heart of average people, not cutting to the top 2%, not trying to give them all the benefits. You have they're actually significant, but for whatever reason, they seem to be treated as small pieces of legislation, but they really do, on a day-to-day level, affect people's lives, don't they?
They absolutely do, Chad, and I think that's what we're trying to keep the focus on in this campaign, obviously with the API community, but everyone in general, is that President Biden has stood up for working people. I'll put it this way. President Biden is the most pro-union president in the history of our country. I did not make that statement. Bernie Sanders made that statement. And I make that point because that is a fact. He has been there for working people. He's been there for various groups. He's been there for all of our communities. He's been there for women's rights, rights of people of color, and communities that haven't had necessarily always had that voice. And I think it's really important to note that as we head into November, that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the clear choice to continue the great work that they've been doing.
Again, we're talking to Vic Verma, AAPI voters here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Something else you said in your early comments about Mr. Trump basically not liking us. And it's not just the Asian American community, I think you could say that about. It's basically anybody that doesn't look like him or anybody that's not in his financial stratosphere. The idea that the default setting is, if you look a little different, there must be something going on. With President Biden, he has been so very open to, as he says, making his administration look like America. And I imagine that for anybody, whether it's an Asian American or whether it's an African American, whether it's a member of the any communities that don't look like Donald Trump, that the idea of a president that sees you and actually cares about making his administration look like America, that is something that I think sometimes is overlooked as well.
I agree, Chad. And I think the thing is that, and you touched on a really good point, President Biden's administration looks like America. It's the most diverse administration we've ever had, and it probably by a fair amount. And the net effect of that is voices that may not have been previously heard are now heard, whether it be in the African-American community, the Asian-American community, the Latino community, the LGBTQ community, and other communities. And I think this is really important. We have a voice, and we're not prepared to let go of that voice. And I think that, it's important to us to keep that progress going. And that's he's walked the walk there. One thing I would note on environmental justice, which was an issue that didn't really get a lot of play before President Biden took office. It was starting maybe to get a little play. And in the Inflation Reduction Act, we have strong initiatives on environmental justice because climate change has affected everybody, but people of color, to be honest, have been disproportionately negatively affected. And that's not being addressed.
In some of those issues, I think exactly that issue, there is such a, it's not just a, an assumption. It will have a backward effect if Donald Trump is elected, if Republicans are put in a majority in the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives when we start in 2025, that rollbacks are not just something that could happen. They will happen. That a lot of the progress in different areas that has been made in the past 4 years on real issues will be rolled back. When you get lost in all this noise out there, there are real issues that are on the table when it comes to November, aren't there?
There are, and I think you hit it right on the head, Chad. I think that we can lose a lot of progress. I mean, we've made a lot of progress, but we will lose a lot of progress if Joe Biden is not reelected. And I think, you know, it's an old cliche. It's not it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to keep going. And I also will make this argument. You know, a lot of talk, we do talk, it is important to note what we could lose. It should also be noted what more we can gain, I think, within second President Biden term. And I think there's a lot of, you know, where our economy is doing well, we're addressing inflation. I saw a very good inflation report this morning that I think is really encouraging. And so, you know, while there are have been challenges, we've been able to weather those challenges better than the rest of the world, particularly as it relates to inflation. And a 4% unemployment rate is really strong. And I think, and wage growth has outpaced inflation. So these are things that I think we need to keep going. And President Biden will do that. And Donald Trump, matter-of-factly, will have policies that makes all of our economic progress go away.
And also another point that I think would have to be made with yourself and the Asian American community, and again, all the other minority communities, those communities are the ones that get hurt the quickest when things go sideways, when the economy goes backwards. And there's been talk in terms of the plans, the economic plans. And something else that I think is not mentioned enough is that when you compare the United States of America to all the other industrialized nations of the world, the United States, because of the policies put forth by President Biden, have had a quicker bounce back post-pandemic than any of the other countries. And the idea that it was policies that were put in to help Americans in the pandemic era of 2021, 2022, that led to inflation, when inflation in America was actually as hard as it was not as bad as some other areas of the country. But the point I was again making is that again, if the economy goes sideways, who's hurt first? It's very simple, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's true for the Black community, true for the Latino community, certainly true for the API community. It's for us, you know, it's important. And, you know, we do get negatively affected, and it's not hypothetical, and it's not a game for us. And one thing I'd like to add, Chad, is that, you know, our population is not the largest in Wisconsin,
right,
but every vote counts in Wisconsin. And so our model nationwide, but this is particularly true in Wisconsin, is margin of victory. Because in theory, everybody's the margin of victory. But even though we're a small community, and we're small, a lot of diversity within our community, with the Hmong community, the Indian mm-hmm. community, and many other communities, the diversity of our communities, we may not be the largest group, but we still can be the margin of victory. And we're trying to make sure that our folks understand the stakes and know what Joe Biden has done for them, and that we get out the vote to make to reelect Joe Biden, win Wisconsin, and go from there. And I would add one last thing. Since I'm talking Wasabi real quick, we're also supporting Yi Leng Zhang in his race for the 85th Assembly District, and we're really proud of Yi, and hopefully that will increase our representation as well.
Very impressive person he is. I mean, you talk about a guy that wears so many hats and has been so effective in so many different roles. You're exactly right. And I'm also glad you mentioned the Hmong community, because the Hmong community here in Wausau has been such a positive force, and such a, you know, really in terms of growing our community, they have been just fantastic as well. So you're exactly right. Maybe in terms of the raw numbers, small, but vitally important, especially in a state that's been so tight in so many elections in recent years.
For sure, Chad. And we're happy to be part of this effort, happy to serve our communities, and happy to help Joe Biden win re-election.
Vic Verma, AAPI Voters, again, thank you for joining us. Thanks for the information. And again, really appreciate you stepping out and talking about these issues.
Thank you very much, Chad. Enjoyed it a lot.
Absolutely. Again, we are coming up on just an incredibly busy second half of 2024. Of course, the November elections, but don't forget as well to make sure you mark your calendars for the August election as well, because we got a couple of very important ballot measures for the state constitution, along with all the primary races as well. And with the map changes, there's a lot more competitive primaries and hopefully a lot more competitive races when it comes to November as well. The time is 9:48. We're going to come back in just over a minute and have our daily history lesson and see if Ian Welsh can make it 4 out of 4 with our number for the day quiz. Yeah, he's already tied his best week of the entirety of this program. He's going to try and set a record here today. So that's coming up. Chad Holmes, Ian Welsh on the other side of the glass. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks, Chad. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Chad?
Okay. Hey, thank you as well.
Thanks, Chad.
You bet. Thank you, too. Hopefully talk again. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. It is July the 11th of 2024, day number 192 of this year. There are 174 days remaining, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 110 years ago today, on July the 11th of 1914, Babe Ruth debuted in Major League Baseball. He was originally a member of the Boston Red Sox. So Babe Ruth, Major League Baseball debut this date in 1914. On this date in 1955, the phrase "In God We Trust" was added to all U.S. currency. On this date in 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published. On this date in 1977, Martin Luther King Jr. was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 1979, on July the 11th, the space station Skylab returned to Earth. 1988, so for many, many decades, Donald Trump has been a clown. On this date in 1988, Mike Tyson hired Donald Trump as an advisor. How did that work out? Huh? How did that work out? Not very well for Mike Tyson. On this date in 2007, Merriam-Webster announced it was adding the word ginormous to its dictionary. On this date in 2011, Neptune completed its first orbit since its discovery on September 23rd of 1846. On this date in 2021, billionaire Richard Branson flew to the edge of space on his Virgin Galactic rocket plane in space tourism. It was a space tourism test. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Fashion designer Giorgio Armani is 90. Actor Bruce McGill from Animal House, The Crew, and MacGyver is 74. Actor Stephen Lang of Avatar and The Good Fight is 72. Actor Mindy Sterling of Austin Powers and iCarly is 71. Actress Cela Ward from The Fugitive, CSI NY, FBI, and Sisters is 68 years old today. Rocker Richie Sambora, former member of Bon Jovi, is 65. Actor Lisa Rinna of Days of Our Lives and Melrose Place is 61. Debbie Dunning, who played the Tool Time Girl on Home Improvement, is 58. Actor Greg Grunberg of Heroes, Alias, Felicity, and Tenman Snap Wexley in the Star Wars films. Greg Grunberg is 58. Biologist and wildlife conservationist Jeff Corwin is 57. Rapper Lil' Kim is 50. Singer Alicia Cara turning 28 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Pet Photo Day. Put out your pet photos today. It is Essential Oils Day. It is Blueberry Muffin Day. It is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. And it is Mojito Day. And as we warm up towards the end of the week, especially into the weekend, it is Swimming Pool Day.
Yes.
Might be a good day to partake in a celebration of Swimming Pool Day. All right.
Okay.
Ian Welsh, the red hot Ian Welsh, is 3 for 3 this week on our Number for the Day quiz. Again, if you're not familiar with our Number for the Day quiz, we always wrap up the show with our number for the day, and I give Ian 3 choices on what the number for the day can be. So based on the math, you should get 1 out of 3. So 33% is always the weekly goal. Many weeks he comes up short. Other weeks he's able to have a winning week. And this week he took care of business very quickly. He already clinched a winning week on Tuesday. He then tied his all-time record of getting 3 right in a week yesterday.
Yeah.
First time ever, a 3-game winning streak on the Number for the Day quiz. And now we will try to set a record. Try to set a record because he's never had 4 right during a week. And a chance to extend his record streak to 4 in a row as well.
I'm really nervous, but I'm going to do my best here.
Well, no reason to be nervous. It's all gravy at this point.
Yes.
All right. Our number for the day. The percentage of Reddit users who never post or comment. The percentage of Reddit. You know what Reddit is?
I am familiar with Reddit.
Okay.
Yes.
Reddit. The percentage of Reddit users who never post or comment. All right.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 78%?
Wow.
Is the correct answer 88%? Is the correct answer 98%?
Who never posted comments?
78, 88, or 98? The percentage of Reddit users who never post or comment.
78.
Chance for 4 in a row.
Or 98.
A chance to set a record. In a row. 4 in a week.
Okay. I'm taking a shot here.
So all right.
I'm going to say A. I'm going to go with 78%.
The percentage of Reddit.
Answer.
Okay, final answer. The percentage of Reddit users who never post or comment is 98%.
Oh, it's the highest number.
So at least you weren't close. You know, if you're close, if you're thinking about it and you said, oh, I wasn't going to change, you weren't even close. So I guess the best way to look at it is, all right, the win streak is over.
Yeah.
But you're still tied for your all-time best rate week. And that means tomorrow when we wrap up the show with our number for the day quiz, you'll have a chance to set a record for the most correct answers in a week. So something to look forward to tomorrow.
Absolutely.
It would have been a bit more fun to look forward to trying to have a perfect week, but that will have to be saved for another week.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you never know. Thanks to our guests, Pat Kreitlow, Brittany Merlot, North Star Builds, North Star Restoration with John Garcia and Jay Cricks, and Vic Verma of AAPI Voters. Tomorrow morning, we will be joined by Civic Media Sports Reporter Mike Clemens at 8:35, and by Paul Miklik at 9:20. Well, Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.